God's word for our nourishment. God's word for our strength. God's word to guide us. God's word to walk with us as his children who are living in the world. It's from the gospel lesson. The gospel according to St. Luke, of the 9th chapter. And in that little text, it says, "Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, 'Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah,' not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And as they were afraid, as they entered the cloud, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him.'" So far, God's word for our consideration, for our guidance, our strength, our nourishment as we walk in this world as children of God, redeemed in the blood of Jesus. The question is, why are you here? Why have you come this morning? Why have you endured the cold and come to church? Why are you here? Many times we kind of think about that kind of question. Why do we come? Sometimes we come to thank God. To thank God for a joy that has happened, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, or that bundle of joy that has been delivered by God's grace and mercy into the hands of parents or grandparents. To be joyful, to give God thanks and praise. Why have you come? Maybe your heart is cast out because of some kind of trial, some kind of sickness, something that has happened in your life. Maybe you just need to nestle up with God. Maybe you're like the 3-year-old gal who in the middle of the night was woken by that thunder and lightning, and she raced to her parents' bedroom, and standing in the unlit doorway, she said, "Mommy, I'm scared." Half away, Mom said, "Go back to your room. God will be with you. You'll be safe." Thinking for a moment and on words that only a 3-year-old, 4-year-old could say, says, "Mommy, I'll come in here and sleep next to Daddy. You go into that room and sleep with God." But when you think about it, maybe that's what we need, is to sleep with God, to nestle up, to cuddle with him. Because so many things have been going on. So many things have been going on in our life. What was the thought about the snow? And the great relief that once the snow is all over, those who have been plowing snow will have a breath of fresh air, so to speak. Think about all the things that have been happening. Not just because of the snow, but think about everything that is happening in our world. The tension, the stress in Congress and everywhere else. It seems like the world is about to blow up. And where's God? We need to nestle up to God and hear his word of strength and comfort. To hear his word of the knowledge that he is going to be with us no matter what happens. You remember, or maybe you don't, have you ever read the poem of Walking in the Sand, Being with Man? A man was walking on the sand one day, and he was talking with God. And he said, "God, I know that you've been with me in my joys, with me in my birthdays and my anniversaries and weddings and all of those good things. But Lord, where were you in the darkest moments of my life?" And God said to the man, "Yes, I was with you, and I walked with you during your joyous times, during all those times in your life. But when you went through the darkest moments of your life, I carried you."
That's what we need. We need to be carried at some time. So we have come to God's mountain. We have come here to this church to hear his word, to thank him for all of the physical blessings that he has given us, but also to seek his strength, to seek that strength that only he has given us, that he continues to give in our physical life, but more important, our spiritual life. I've got a little plaque that was given me. Actually, it's not a plaque, it's a little picture. And it's got a butterfly on it. And it says, handle things in prayer because life is fragile. Life is so fragile. One moment we're all right, we're breathing, we know everything's going on, and we're having fun, and all of a sudden, but life is snuffed out. And how do we react? And where do we go? We go to God because God is there to spiritually lift us up, to strengthen our faith lives that have been shattered by any kind of thing that has happened in our life, whether it's been broken bones or broken relationships or even death and dying. Struggling with that. In one previous parish, I had a gal, Monica. Monica was a faithful servant of the Lord, but she was stricken with many things. She had cancer for a while, and yet that cancer went into remission. And when I met Monica, shortly after, right around the anniversary of my dad's death, first anniversary, she broke her hip. Now, anyone medically know you can't break a hip because it's a joint, but anyway, that's the terminology we usually use. She had broken her hip. A year after, she broke the other hip. A year after that, her cancer came back, and she struggled with it. She was in the hospital in Duluth for a while. Her two daughters were there, and when they came back to International Falls, she was a fragile lady, Monica was. She was waiting for death to take her, or God to take her. And her daughter said to me, Pastor, what's wrong with God? Why won't he take her? She has been faithful all this time. Why won't he take her? Although they wouldn't admit that they were struggling. They were struggling with issues of life and death. And Monica finally going home to be with the Lord. It's a thing that happens in our lives. Why can't God operate according to our rules? Why can't God take us when we're ready? Why can't God come into our hearts and our lives and strengthen us? He gives us his word. He tells us about his son, Jesus, and that Jesus died on the cross to give us everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. But God, come into my life now. Strengthen me because of this. And yet, you know, God doesn't come into a thunderstorm as Elijah discovered. God didn't come into a fire, raging fire. He came into a small, still voice, a gentle breeze. Sometimes we try so hard to be heard by God, but all we have to do is be quiet. As the psalmist says in the 46th Psalm, 46, be still and know that I am God. And God comes to us as he came to those disciples on the mountain. Jesus took them up on the mountain so that they would be away from all the distractions of life, because Jesus knew his time was coming shortly after. And in some of the Gospels it says, as they came down the mountain, Jesus turns to them and says, be quiet about this. Here in Luke, Luke doesn't tell us that. But that's inferred be quiet about this. Don't tell anybody. But he has given us the strength and guidance, his word, to tell everyone else about Jesus. But we're reluctant to do that. We would talk about all the sports kind of things, you know? We'll talk about the Vikings, the Twins, the Wild, the Wolves. We'll talk about high school sports. We'll talk about all of those kinds of activity, band and everything else that our kids and grandkids are involved with. But Jesus. We kind of leave Jesus out of the equation. We don't want to talk about Jesus. Because that tells everyone around us that we believe in someone who's been dead for over 2,000 years. How can you do that? By faith. And the faith that God gives us as he strengthens us in his word, as he strengthens us in his people. He has given us the power and the strength to tell others, to share his love with those around us. To share that immense love that Jesus has for us. There's a pastor in Missouri Synod. He's a black man. Oh, is he phenomenal. He's fiery. Got to hear him in the 1996, I think, youth gathering. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. And this man was on fire for the Lord, telling others about Jesus and instructing through this Bible study. Little did I know that our paths would cross many times in the future. You see, he was a pastor of a mixed church in Atlanta, Georgia, and where Karen was as traveling mammogram tech a few times. Got to know Victor Belton, an amazing man in a mixed church. He was telling others about Jesus, and he did it outside of the church as well, told others about Jesus. That's what God wants us to do. God wants us to tell others about the Son of God that came into the world to save us from our sins. He doesn't want us to be quiet. He wants us to announce it to the world. And he gives us the strength to share. As we come down from the mountain, as we leave church today, he gives us the power to share Jesus with those around us. Through the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's holy name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding,